Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic, just to really make freedom happy, because they were really offended that we were just not getting to the topic. So this week we decided that we would just not have a topic.
Yeah.
We realized that we had been putting out such poignant content.
Yeah.
We'd almost been, I would say, too focused recently.
That is so true.
You know?
I'm happy you said it because I've been feeling like we are so articulate about our topics and we're getting to the point almost too fast.
I think we're just answering too many questions. We're actually explaining too much.
Keep a little mystery, you know, be mysterious.
Totally. So this week, we're doing another catching up. We realized it's been weeks of us just being such strong,
educators,
queer educators in the community that we're just going to catch up.
Exactly.
Because we realized that some things have happened recently that we found to be comical.
Yeah.
So hopefully you do too. You probably won't, but
I think they're funny.
Yeah.
Sean and I have already been talking for like an hour and a half since I got here, and I am in a giggly mood because the stuff that we have been chatting about.
We've been, yeah, making jokes.
Jokersons.
Yeah.
We just made our, not our first, but one of our first in a long time TikToks where it's not just clips from the show.
Yes.
So go hype us up on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. You'll recognize the account immediately because it has like millions of followers.
Yeah.
And it's not closed quite yet, right? It's still public.
No, because we keep upping it because it's, you know, I think we were at 15 million. We were going to close it. And now I think it would be more realistic to do like 25.
Yes, growing so fast. And we want to be inclusive.
Totally.
We do.
Yeah.
So we actually shut it down for a day. And then Charlie D'Amelio messaged and was like, hey, I was really hoping to get in there as a follower. And we were like,
when Charlie asks,
fine, we'll open it up for just a little while longer.
No, yeah.
So Sean and I just posted a TikTok, go hype us up. And wherever you're listening, please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever you can do to hype us up. We really appreciate it. If you want to generously support our podcast, you can click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast. You can become a patron, and all of the episodes are on video for our patrons. Thank you so much for supporting I Can Explain. What else was I going to say? Oh, Spotify. Now that you can give reviews on Spotify, if you are a Spotify listener, we would very much appreciate a review because we've been plugging for a long time that you can only do that on Apple Podcasts, but now you can do it on Spotify. So
now you don't. Well, you still should make an Apple Podcast account.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I would assume they already have.
If you're a real explainer, you would have both just for the comments, but
you'd also listen on both. And
of course.
Use multiple visas to buy our
ad
stuff and become patrons. And so you're probably already doing
that. You're probably already doing that.
But on the off chance
That you're not. It's time to start.
Make sure to follow, subscribe, review, wherever it is that you're listening. So today is catching up, which, you know what? I wish every episode was catching up.
I know you do. And this time you said, I think we need to do catching up.
Yeah.
And for the first time in history, something wrong?
No.
Okay. In the first time.
Well, there is.
You're here recording.
Yeah, it's a loaded question.
For the first time in history, I said, you know what, Brie? That's a good idea.
I almost fell off my fucking chair because usually you just punch me right across the face.
Yeah.
Tell me get out of your house. What? I have to let the people know that I'm popular. I swear.
I'm gonna chuck that through my fucking sliding glass door.
Okay, so we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, do we want to get to the first one that you said that you were going to talk about on the podcast? My frequently used emojis, which clearly offended you beyond belief.
Well, it did, because Grandpa Sean, as we should start calling him in the gayborhood.
Grampy, yeah.
Grampy Sean is absolutely inept at TikTok. I'm frightened for you because Sean, I have to give applause where applause is due. Sean posts all of our TikTok clips over on TikTok, which does take time. You got to put in the little hashtags. You got to, you know, I thank you for that. Now, let me just say, we just tried to create a TikTok.
Yeah.
And seeing Sean attempt to work his phone, his device, it was painful.
I have never made a TikTok like that, though, that's like live in action. Like the only other TikTok
you just upload already done videos
was the one that was for Halloween, which is just videos. Yes.
Okay.
And then I made one for roommate Lauren because she requested me to of my parents' dogs, because she sent me a video and said, you need to use this sound
that for was your really cute dogs.
So I said, I'll do that. And that was, once again, I was proud that I got that down. I nailed that timing. So
okay, anyways, it was so hard to watch. So eventually I just snatched the phone from his old wrinkly hands.
Gorgeous MILF hands.
Your nails are very nice. And Thank you did those yourself.
Yeah, I'm in my nail tech era. Nail tech MILF era.
Okay. And while I was creating the caption after executing the entire TikTok,
yeah,
I went to find an emoji, and you know how on iPhone there's like the recently used section? Sean's, first of all, there was not a pride flag to be seen.
I'm homophobic.
Which is, yeah, so homophobic. Yeah. There was not a rainbow, nothing of the sort. And then there was a fucking boot.
Yeah, a boot.
Like a hiking boot.
A boot. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, what?
Because boot.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Boot. Like, that's a boot.
I literally think I might need to like check you in somewhere. I'm growing more and more concerned like for your health.
It started, I assume, from the reviews of Drag Race.
Oh, like Tudor boot.
Yeah. So it's like Tudor boot, but now people will be like, and I just say it, like, oh, that's a boot. Like boot. Like something happens.
You have never messaged me that, and I'm so glad.
You're lesbian. You would think that I'm asking you to go hiking if I sent you a hiking
boot. No, if you sent me that hiking boot, I'd be like, Sean, you know I don't go outside.
You'd be like, that looks like a very comfortable shoe. Does it come in my size?
That looks like very responsible footwear.
No, it's more like I'll be texting a gay friend of mine and they'll say something annoying and then I'll just send a boot or a tomato. But I like to send it with the full screen effect. So it's just like tomatoes everywhere. Like tomato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Or like boot. It's a boot.
Oh my God. I'm so happy.
They're like, do you want to go out tonight? And then I get boot. And they're like, well, it's a no.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
We're pull it together. A lot.
Yeah, there is a lot. There's a lot to unpack there. Okay. So anyways.
So number one, that cleared.
Catching up, cleared. Number two is we were just talking to a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And said friend, Gaber's weigh-in. If you're a patron, you need to weigh in on this in the Discord. I want some discourse on the Discord.
Wow, look at you.
About this. She was told that she is a bad...
No. Boring.
Okay, you know what? That might even very be... Different that is different. You're right. You're right. She was told that she is a boring kisser.
And the person that said it walked away. With no, I was like, that person, I'd be in jail.
Okay. Yeah, you would be. You would have booted that person.
Like, that's a boot.
The poor listeners in their ears. You shouting
edit
about
the episode.
Yeah, you have to deal with my laugh every week.
Yeah, I dial the volume down of that too.
You just turn my entire mic down, just like 50%. Like just shut
it takes
the fuck
so long
up
to edit.
For once.
It's like voice clips and then laugh clips, and I split them, and I'm like,
That's so fair. Okay, so. She was told that she is a boring kisser, which you're right, is so different than a bad kisser. Mm-hmm. Like boring could fall under the umbrella of bad because there's different reasons to be bad. Some people
I
might
say...
I
don't think you would say bad for boring though.
See, I would because there's different reasons to be bad. Like bad could be like too messy. Like
stinky.
Yeah. Or boring. Like, there's things under... Like, right. I feel like you'd start by saying bad kisser,
and
then
they'd ask, and you would say boring.
Say, well, it's not because you stink or because you're messy. It's because you're boring. It's an explanation for why you're bad.
Yeah.
So they skipped the bad part, and they just went right to the focal
point.
The
direct advice. Yeah.
Which is, you're boring.
You're boring kisser.
So this has obviously shaken our friend
to the core.
To the core, like,
yeah,
they've
been in bed for weeks.
Oh my God, She doesn't. She's trying to make out with Sean. Like things are going awry.
She said to our friend group, "Somebody has to make out with me now." And I was like, "I don't think I can do that."
To which I said, "I'm afraid because that person doesn't just have to make out with you.
No,
they're in for a show.
They're going in with stuff to prove."
Oh, like they're in for the make out of their life. Might be for good reasons. It might be for bad.
Yeah,
because. This is my concern for them. Mm-hmm. Once you hear you're boring,
okay,
do you girl boss a little too close to the sun the next time because you're trying to be a little too spicy?
Do you tongue blast too close to the sun? Like, that's the thing. Okay, so, and it's like, what is this? What is the accuser's median value of kissing, right?
Yes.
Are they
you're right.
like an absolute freak with their kissing?
Mm-hmm.
And to them, anything less than that is boring.
Yeah.
So now I'm scared for our friend that they have been told that they're a bad kisser.
Yeah.
And what if the next person they go to kiss is very vanilla in their kissing and that's how they like it and they just get absolutely obliterated.
They get tongue slammed.
Yeah, tongue slammed like through a second story balcony or something.
Tongue blast 3000.
Yeah, honestly. Holy
fuck. No, seriously, I think this is going to have devastating
impacts
on her life for the rest of her yeah. life, honestly. Because she was very confident in her approach.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like before this rocked her, she felt really just like she knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
Which to me kind of says maybe she was stuck in her routine.
Maybe she was boring.
Maybe she was a little boring.
Boring.
Like maybe she was so just content with her abilities that every time they knew what to expect.
Or the other person was just an absolute nasty little freak and it's hard to, you know, live up to that.
Okay, but here's the thing. We did gain some insight.
Right.
And our friend, she has told us that she bites, she uses the tongue, there's some light or strong choking going on at different times.
There were some unrelated but at the same time related satisfaction surveys that have been given previously.
Yes. Hair pulls. Oh, the blowjob surveys. Yes. Yeah. So she, this kind of stressed me out because she... to me, it was actually a check mark on I kind of believe this person that said you're a boring kisser because her
tires
reasoning
have been pumped.
Yeah, and also she doesn't feel like she's got to work for it anymore. No, but also her reasoning for I know I'm a good kisser is I give a good blowjob, to which I say not the same thing, and she seems to think it is
right.
So I wonder what is
one's
happening.
Like driving an automatic and the other one's like driving manual. You
seriously,
know?
And she said, well, it's just about. The effort that you're putting
in. Also,
men
are like...
It's a different rodeo.
You can
rodeo.
Look at their dick and they come, so it's like... it's really not that hard.
I just had like a flash to you just staring down a penis.
Have you seen those people on those TikToks that are using their mind to like blow out a candle or move the flame?
I thought you were going to say something totally different.
To blow a dick. That's
I was
me.
Like, TikTok's really opened
no, it's
up
like
their
a flaming,
algorithm.
Like
yes,
a,
I've seen that.
A line of smoke and they bend it. That's me with a dick.
It's just slowly
just exploding
bending.
Them from across the room.
Laser beam no shooting out of your eyes. Oh my god,
don't wrong me, I'll make you come.
Okay, that needs to be your merch. That's your merch line. You wrong me, I'll make you come. There's you know what, it needs a little work.
Yeah,
it needs a
we
little adjustment
it.
But I think if we workshop it potentially in the Discord,
yeah, some merch.
And you know what, I'm sure something that says something along those lines will fly off the shelves. Everyone wants to wear it for a family barbecue, work
church.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities to wear a shirt that says something like if you wrong me I'll make you go. Personally I'd live in it honestly. So
great Mother's Day present though.
I can't pee my pants, this is too much. Someone actually in my DMs the other day asked me,
any connection that you've just made is absolutely horrifying. Just so you know,
ask
there's
me
nothing you could build
if
off.
I pee when I laugh because I said in a story that I was gonna
pee
and I was like, yeah, I do because I laugh really hard.
And what
I
about
laugh
it?
With my full body, okay,
your whole pussy.
And actually when I was a kid I had a problem with peeing my pants. this is a vulnerable moment for me. Vulnerable. I had to train myself to not pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, they didn't call it that. They were like, just hold it.
Stop pissing. Stop That's peeing. What they called it.
No, they were like, when I would actually sit on the toilet, I would have to like pee a little bit and then hold it. Pee right. a little to like strengthen those muscles. So I feel like I was at a disadvantage from the start. And, you know, so stop bullying me about peeing myself. Okay.
I think you just bullied yourself.
As I do, honestly. Okay, so with that, with my story,
yes.
another thing that we were chatting about was that, oh, before we move on, very quickly, please do slide into our DMs with suggestions on what you think a boring kisser would be.
Yes.
Because now that you know that she is bringing out what she thinks are the stops, mm-hmm. the lip bites, the hair pulling, like what could be boring? Like I need insight and I need that discourse on the Discord for patrons. But since we were talking about stories, we were chatting before we got on here about how close friends on Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. It is a very chaotic space, specifically for
me. Specifically yours.
My yeah. close friends is very chaotic. And I was thinking.
You do have like 12 people on it, though.
Yeah, I think I actually have. I actually checked the other day because I've always said like 12.
You literally say 12.
Yeah. I think that's just like my go-to number.
Oh, that seems like a very specific number that I trusted.
No, oh. I'm just a liar.
Like it's 12,000, but it's 12, close enough.
It's close enough. It's 12,000 of my nearest and dearest yeah. friends. It's easy. No, I think it's probably around like 32 would be a more reasonable number. If I were to think.
You can't say around and then give a specific number.
Well, I was just adding like another 20 to that.
I checked the other day. I checked the exact number and it's around, but not exactly 32.
It's anyone that I would like thank, how do I say this?
Thank God you're not like a statistician or whatever they're called.
It's around 32.5. I hate you. No, you know what? I don't actually know. Okay, but what gathering. I will say is that everyone on there is someone that I would A, send it to, and B, like, it's almost like a group message for me, if you will.
Totally.
I think people have different definitions of close friends. So
especially gay men.
There you go.
Gay men close friends is not their mom, not their sister.
It's everyone
not
else.
Their close friends.
Yeah.
It's every person that they want to fuck.
What?
You didn't know this?
No.
You didn't know about gay close friends?
No.
So I'm on so many people's close friends.
Wait,
which is, first of all,
what?
Flattering because that means they want to fuck me.
But this is just for like gay men. Like people in my close friends don't think that I want to fuck them.
No.
Okay.
Just specifically.
Okay.
And
I needed
it's different.
To specify
the usage
this.
Is different. You're okay. literally like putting the most chaotic, like yeah. I know only close friends are seeing
yes.
this. Whereas gay men use close friends for thirst traps on Instagram. Like shirtless selfies,
what?
Things like that. To like, I'm on so many close friends of gays that I've never even met.
So what? You've never met them?
Never met them. Some of them I've like talked to in DMs or something like that.
Okay.
And then some I've quite literally never even talked to in any capacity or met.
This is so
and I'm a close friend.
Wild to me.
I'm so
basically
fuckable.
They're not actually thinking about it as a close friend. Like it's just exclusive access to exclusive content list.
Yeah.
Okay. See, whereas I feel like I'm using it in the proper Instagram way where it's like, there's people like brands that I work with or like people I work with or like followers that are like under 18 that I don't want
to
see
certain
stuff.
But you also have to choose one or the other. Because imagine if I started adding gays that I wanted to fuck and then close friends and
yeah.
it was me like whole out.
And it's like me like looking at that.
You're like, oh.
I'm like, I am a close friend, but yeah. I don't want to be that close.
You're like, he said don't.
You're right.
No
you really have to
dumb.
Pick your lane. So now I'm starting to think anyone who is my close friend that I'm not on their close friends, maybe they're using it to show hole.
To show hole on Maine in a different way. Yeah.
Hmm.
Enlightening, right?
See, yeah. I'm just kind of just like being chaotic and embarrassing myself.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm.
And now that I'm single...
Yeah.
I'm like, should I be using it for the gay male way? Should I just be like...
Maybe.
People are basically using it as like
a
Snapchat.
A nod, like I like you. Oh, okay.
But because nobody uses Snapchat anymore.
Yeah, no.
So people are basically using like the slutty things you used to send out over Snapchat to like 80 guys.
They put it on their close friends.
But it's on Instagram, on close friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to curate your close friends list, this is a game changer.
This is exactly, this and the poppers is the exact reason that we started this podcast.
I know. We need to talk about these things more often.
These are the questions that people are too afraid to ask. What are gay men doing on close friends?
Freedom's so happy right now.
Freedom is.
Freedom's like, we're really getting to the bottom of this. I appreciate it.
This is what I've been asking for. This is not a boot.
Literally. Oh my God. We actually also talked about the boot thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're educating the masses.
We're educating each other, the masses.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that is so interesting to me because I'm okay. Interesting. See, yeah. The only way I've ever perceived it for myself, so I just assumed everyone did the same, was that you use it for like people like for things you don't want, like employers or potential like business connections or like people that are underage or like family friends that follow you. You don't want them to
you're
see
looking
it
like shit.
But like, yeah, you're looking like that. Yeah. Like if
memes
for me, it's an easy way that if I was going to send out like a mass like group message.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would that's totally. What I would post. Very interesting. Okay. This has really changed my perception.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just start like just. Going wild on my OnlyFans.
Pussy out.
Yeah, just see what
on
people
your
say.
OnlyFans.
People aren't supposed to know about that.
DM for deets. Oh, can I tell you the wild story that happened to my parents now?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with being gay. I just want everybody to know. So I was dog sitting and house sitting for my parents.
Okay.
And half of that is just so fun because I walk around like a physical house, not an apartment.
Yeah.
And pretend
more to explore.
That I'm once again in my like single mom MILF era.
Yes.
And I'm like,
it's like
oh,
playing
this is,
house.
I was literally
yeah.
like cleaning my car in the driveway.
Yeah.
And on the Friday I took the garbage out.
Oh, see,
and
that
waved
is
to the other
special.
Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is my life. And then I was like, Mysterio I will Lane never
vibes.
Afford this
yeah.
ever. Anyways. So I have, if you follow me on TikTok, you would know.
At Sean.Lusk?
I think it's Sean Lusk. I don't know.
Doesn't even know his fucking
You'll
own
find
handle.
It. Go to, I can explain, go to following. It's one of the two people that
exhausting. No one's going to do that.
They'll do it for this.
At Brie Williamson.
I made a TikTok of, at the request of my roommate, Lauren, mm-hmm. I made a TikTok of my parents' two dogs.
Yes.
They have a blind old golden retriever and a young chaos-filled COVID rescue puppy.
It's like you and me.
Old blind
no the opposite oh. Grandpa Sean, you need to start claiming the fact that you are the old soul here,
but everybody likes the blind one more, so that actually does make sense for our dynamic. You're filled with chaos and I'm mature, calm, gorgeous as well.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting
finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Oh my God.
Anyways, so they have two dogs. When I take them out at night, mm-hmm. I do the opposite of what everybody would expect. And
yeah.
I put the young one on a leash and the blind one stays off a leash.
Right. Because
before she was blind, she would not chase anything.
Okay.
She would, if she saw another dog, she would just look away. Like she is not interested. So over everything.
In her own lane.
So I take her out mm-hmm. by herself. She just walks beside you. Mm-hmm. If she's walking towards a car, you just say, watch out. And she literally stops moving and just readjusts her trajectory.
Oh.
And then she'll just keep going. It's so precious. So I'm walking back up the street. And I can hear a large group of people.
Okay.
And the blind one is across, directly across the street from me.
Okay.
And I am on the other side of the street uh-huh. with the chaos agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell the blind one to sit down. And I tell the chaos agent to sit down. And she is very barky at night because she's very defensive over the blind one.
Aww.
So this large group of people starts coming down, probably 15 people,
okay,
all speaking Spanish,
okay,
which is very confusing to me.
Yeah.
Where do like 15 Spanish speaking teenagers who are evidently drunk just spawn from?
Probably exchange program or
I would assume, but it's
for
the
like
summer
tourists. Oh,
there was some, and I was like, okay, well, if they're staying somewhere, yeah, where do 15 people it was so it many was, layers
yeah,
to
there's
it.
Layers
it
yeah.
was just very confusing to
and
me.
It's not like where you are, and not to dox you, is like a tourist area that would make
it's
sense.
It's like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
so they're coming down the street and the blind one's just vibing.
Yeah.
The loud one is literally losing her mind.
Yeah.
And they swarm the blind one and start petting her, which
aww.
Is like cute, but also like,
but they're like drunk.
They're and drunk. And I'm like asked to pet someone's dog.
Yeah.
And I can hear them reading her collar out, and her collar says, Harley, I'm blind. So I can aww. Hear them say, Harley, I'm blind. And I'm like, oh yeah, she is blind from across the street.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my other dog is trying to murder them.
Yeah, because like literally losing
she's
it.
She's super defensive. It's
oh
nighttime.
Yeah.
And they're now swarming her blind sister.
Right.
So she's losing her mind. This goes
oh,
on
no.
for probably like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you please keep walking?
Like,
I'm
just
trying to
carry
keep
on.
This dog from murdering
yeah.
you. Then I hear them reading numbers in Spanish. And I'm like, wait, they're reading a phone number out. And then one of them turns to me and goes, is this your dog? And I'm like, yeah. And they go, oh, we thought she was lost.
So they're going to take the dog to like the SPCA.
They were gonna phone my parents' phone number. Meanwhile, I'm 2 houses away from it. And I'm literally just directly across the street.
It's like, take a little peruse around.
So they all, and I was like, she's blind. Like I've been talking to them across
yeah.
the street. So then it takes probably another 3 minutes for them to continue leaving
yeah.
this dog. These three girls stay around and are just still petting her
oh
the entire
God.
Time the other dog is losing her
yeah.
mind. And then they all leave and I'm just standing there like I was in some sort of fever dream.
What
the hell? I felt like I was on bath salts.
Yeah,
like,
what is happening?
Like, what just happened?
But that's just drunk teenagers for you. I feel like they were just like, cute dog. And like,
is this your meh. Dog? I was like, yeah.
Give me
my blind dog back. That dog had no idea
who
what was happening
around
her.
She thought she had gone to Spain. She's in Barcelona.
She thought she had passed on. She thought she was in heaven. She was getting all the pets in the world.
Oh my God.
Anyways, it was absolutely wild. Wow. I walked inside like, what the fuck just happened?
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
That's
I remember in my high school, the exchange students were always so fun and hot.
Can I
because
help you?
Yeah, I was getting the cord out from in between.
You were gently caressing my leg.
They're always so fun and hot because we always had to deal with like the regulars, and then all of a sudden, like, the new kids would come in, and they're always, like, really hot, and, like, oh my God, you're so cool, you're traveling the world, and you're speaking different languages, and I was always, like,
oh, every single one of those teenagers was individually cooler than me, too.
Oh, of course.
I was standing there with a barking dog. I wasn't wearing shoes, and I was holding a bag of shit. Like, I was in my lowest of lows. And these cool Spanish teenagers.
Harley wanted to go with them.
She was like,
see you, Sean. Let me pass
on. This is
see you later. Okay, well, that was one of those stories that I think was more interesting because it's your dogs and you care about them.
Sorry. I guess you had to be there.
I'm sorry, that was supposed to be a joke. And now you seem kind of sad. I'm sorry. I really liked that story. I'm just saying it was there wasn't a lot to it.
No, there wasn't. I was just shocked at all of it. None of the singular parts made sense, Bri.
Grandpa Sean only gets out so often. So
none of the parts made sense.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh my gosh. Well, to whoever's listening who hasn't clicked on this podcast.
Sorry that I care about the well-being of pets, Bri.
I'm sorry. You do, and I love that about you. I love that you love those dogs. Hmm. It's really sweet. And that was a sweet story.
This is coming from the one that literally was like, I hate when people bring their dogs around me and expect me to care. That
I don't like all dogs. I don't like all dogs. I'm a dog person for particular dogs. And some dogs I don't like. It's like people. I like people and right. I don't like people.
Just the blind ones.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna.
You heard it here first. Bri doesn't like blind people.
Are you fucked? This is gone off the fucking rails. Bri doesn't.
That's going on TikTok. Smear campaign.
I think it would be doing dogs a disservice,
right,
to say, just as an umbrella statement, that I like all the dogs, because that's not respecting their individuality. Right. I don't like all dogs.
That's true. I don't like all dogs too.
I don't. And I'm like,
I just don't make a point of saying it like you do.
I'm just honest. I'm honest. I'm like,
you're
you.
Just real. You're so real.
I'm just real, so authentic, real. Honest. And I don't like all dogs.
No, that's true.
Some dogs are not my vibe, and that I think is okay. I'm not everyone's vibe.
True.
I think we're fighting now.
No.
Okay. this is a good icebreaker. This is something actually interesting that people actually want to hear about.
What?
Lauren, the roommate.
Oh.
Is single.
Yeah, this is the call to arms. If anybody is a Swiftie and wants to fuck Lauren,
oh,
now you have to be a Swiftie.
Yeah. Oh,
there's no, yeah. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
If you're not, it's going to be awful.
I thought you were just going to plug where we're going with Lauren. And I was like, let's not dox us.
I'm going to level with you though. If you're not a Swiftie, interacting with her is going to be awful. She's going to be sending you QAnon shit about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. She's going to be defending the jet usage.
She is going to be defending
it. It's going to be really exhausting if you're not a Swiftie.
Hear me
so
out.
So if you're a single, horny, gay Swiftie.
Yeah. Slide into the DMs.
Slide in. Like, actually do it.
No, like, actually do it.
But if you're going to slide into Lauren's DMs, because Lauren's hot. If you're going to slide into Lauren's DMs, you should slide in with some sort of Taylor Swift pun.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. Because
it proves you're a Swiftie and you're DTF.
Okay, but hear me out. Do they have to be a Swiftie, or do they just have to agree with everything Lauren says about Taylor Swift?
I guess you don't have to be a Swiftie, but you have to tolerate Swifties.
Yeah, you have to like think her talking about Taylor Swift all the time and getting Taylor Swift tattoos and being in love with Taylor Swift is acceptable. And
which I think only Swifties would, you know?
I know, but I worry, what if she meets a Swiftie that has differing opinions?
No, they don't have differing opinions. It's hive mind.
No, they do. They like fight with each other about different stuff.
Yeah, but the ones, there's like a very...
The gay ones though are all on the same page, I think, about her being gay. But the non-gay Swifties...
I think we're okay.
...are pissed.
It's pretty hive mind. They turn on you pretty quick.
Okay. So, yeah, make sure to slide in with...
Everybody loves her jet.
Yeah. Oh, she needs to use that jet to go to the grocery store.
Are like,
it is what it is. Okay, so if you are listening and you're single or ready to mingle, or both, you need to get into Lauren's DMs with either a Taylor Swift pun. Was that the request?
Or a pro-jet propaganda.
Yes. Or like your favorite photo of Taylor Swift to kick off the conversation. Yeah. And then she'll probably fuck you, honestly.
It's guaranteed.
Like, it's almost guaranteed. It's almost guaranteed. You don't even have to be local.
No.
She'll find a way to you.
Well, she'll take Taylor's jet.
She's looking to add to the environmental destruction by flying wherever she needs to fly.
Taylor will pick her up.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad we got that out there.
Yeah.
We're not going to say whether or not it was a specific request, but I do think that DMs will be appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would like to see some good Taylor Swift puns.
Yes. Oh, we can read them next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, but send them to Lauren. And then we'll have Lauren.
You would like to leave your scarf in her top drawer or something.
Oh my God.
Or, you know.
Jesus fuck.
Okay. I don't know about
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling down to fuck too.
That's good.
Don't steal that. Copyrighted.
Putting that on your merch.
If somebody steals that, you're a cheater and you're not a creative.
A liar. A thief.
Yeah.
A thief of intellectual property.
Yeah, and don't wrong me or I'll have to make you come.
I'm sorry, going back to this, I have a little notes list of things we wanted to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me to write in the notes list for you, wild story at parents.
It was, Brie, I don't think you understand.
And I just want to remind everyone, anyone out there that's heard any of my stories on the internet, the things that I divulge, I want to remind everyone that what Sean is bringing to the table when he says he has a wild story is some drunk teenagers walked up to his dog.
I stand by it.
Like, holy shit.
Listen. We've got to switch it up.
I'm never trusting you again. What, with like wholesome dog stories? No one wants that.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Last time we had the most horrific sentence, the last episode, we had somebody message saying, I had to fast forward for the first time ever in your podcast.
What were we talking about?
When you assaulted my ears, I'm not repeating it. You uttered the most horrific sentence that's ever been uttered ever on our podcast. So I'm doing a palate cleanser of a drunk teenage extravaganza, meeting a blind dog, me shoeless, holding shit. What else could you want?
Honestly, I think my toxic trait is thinking that everything I say is PG. Like, you don't want to know what my R-rated is. Like, the fact that I think that is reasonable. I don't even know if you do.
What you
I constantly
said
think I'm reasonable.
Was X-rated. It wasn't even R. It was not in theaters.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think I said anything that bad. Okay, fine. Well, we get
the class
plunder.
Action lawsuit is going to tell otherwise.
Okay, so now to the good stuff. Now that I've bullied you into not providing interesting or wild stories.
Super interesting story, Brie.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I don't have one because you're now going to make up for lost time and apologize to our listeners by telling us an update about your dating life.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. I thought we had one more. Your story. Yours is actually interesting.
No, I want to hear this.
I don't know how it's going. I've gone on dates.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to people. Yeah. I am talking to some people still, but I'm also very of the mind, and you are in agreeance, that I am somebody who falls into relationships easily because I like being in relationships and I find somebody and I'm like, this will do.
You like the consistency.
Yeah. So for the first time in my life, I'm trying not to be in a relationship with the first person I go on a date with again.
And that's smart.
Thank you.
I think that's really
good. But it's also tricky to be in that headspace because there's some people that I've been talking to that we haven't necessarily had a conversation about what we want.
Right.
But then it's to the point that if I go on more than two dates with somebody, if somebody's not thinking of the situation like I am,
you owe them a conversation.
We might be something in their head.
I've got a question for you. What's the moral grounds on this? Because I feel
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. So like, let's chat about this a little because I feel like if I was on a dating app seriously looking for someone because I had just done what you did for the last year, right?
Yeah.
hold on. And I was ready to settle down and spend my time with someone who was seriously considering the potential of a relationship.
Yeah.
And then two or three dates in, you're like, oh, I'm actually not looking for anything serious right now. Not just with you, but across the board. I'd be like, why didn't you specify that?
Right.
You've wasted my time.
See, but I don't know if I'm wasting anybody's time because I don't know if that's actually what I want. We're still figuring it out.
Also, isn't the assumption when you're on a dating app?
Not with gays.
Not with gays. No. See, this is what I'm trying to get to the bottom
not
of.
Not with gays.
I think the way that I have gotten around this previously, because I'm more of a sexual person,
yeah,
is I take sex as the opportunity to say that I'm not interested in anything right. serious. So, like, that's kind of my catalyst. Like, it's like, hey, we're about to hook up, but just so you know, like, I'm just interested in hookups.
Yeah.
So I think, like, the dating but not getting any seriouser thing is interesting to me because it's kind of hard. How do you bring that up? How do you be like, I still want to spend time with you, but I don't want anything serious?
I'll tell you when I know.
Maybe just what I just said.
Yeah.
You just be honest.
There you go.
So, did this make you feel like a bad person?
No.
Okay, good. Just checking in. I think it's completely normal. I think what you're doing is very healthy.
It would make me feel like a bad person if mm-hmm. I knew what I wanted.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I also think it's important to articulate that you are not saying that you wouldn't get in a relationship. You're just trying to not do what you usually do where you settle.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like, even if the perfect person that like checked all your boxes and you felt that spark with came around, you'd be like, no, I'm exiting any relationships right now.
I'm on a dating app and what yeah. I'm doing is dating.
You're dating. Yes. I like
think
that.
That it doesn't make sense mm-hmm. to do what I usually do
yeah.
of date every single person with end game in mind. I feel like I yeah, need to feel you're it right. out. And I have never done that before.
And also, you're right, because you go, you have the opposite problem of some people, where some people are so picky that they get like 80% of their checklist.
Yeah.
I've been watching Indian Matchmaker, oh. and her suggestion is that you should be looking for about 60% of your checklist.
Mm, right.
So, when she's matchmaking. Anyways, and a lot of people go for like 80% of their checklist.
Yeah.
And you have the opposite problem. I think you go for like 30%.
Dragged.
You do.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, those aspects are there. It's reasonable enough. Maybe this person will grow on me and maybe more checks will be unveiled as the future unfolds. Is that not right? Is that not a correct read?
I couldn't tell you, but probably.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And I think that you need to go the opposite direction.
90.
Where you go 90.
Yeah.
Because you deserve that time to like figure it out and also find someone who really
fits the bill. Yeah,
because you've never done that for yourself before.
True. So yeah, I'm using a dating app to date. I don't think that makes me a bad person.
I don't either.
You did 3 minutes ago.
No, I don't. I'm a journalist. Okay. I'm playing devil's advocate in order to create conversation.
Right. Devil's advocate, just not animal advocate with my story.
Your story was a lovely story for like a tea with grandma, okay?
Well, mine just died brief, so okay? I have no more grandparents, so check your privilege.
I fucking can't. First, now everyone's gonna hate me after this episode. I hate flying dogs. I hate grandparents. Well, your grandma in particular, your yep. dead grandma. Wow. Okay. Well, I think this is a beautiful episode.
You didn't tell your one story that you had to tell.
What do you mean? I told plenty of things.
You didn't tell the one story that you said you were gonna tell on the podcast.
I know, but now I don't feel like there's time, so we'll do it next week. Okay. It's gonna be a good story.
It's riveting.
I've got a topic idea for it.
Okay.
So I think that'll
I have
be
a topic
good.
Idea for it too.
Yeah, that we can talk about more things
a
encompassing it.
Of something that we already did.
The drama. We're really like, we're sprinkling little hinty hints
yeah,
here. People
them,
are on the edge of their
them
seats.
Engaged.
Don't worry. Part two of The Adventures
the
of Harley
saga.
Will be back soon. Oh, fucking God. No, that was nice. Because I do think I sometimes forget, in all seriousness, that not
people have boring lives. And I'm one of those. I am people. And no. To me, that was wild. Where did they come from?
That's so sad.
Why was I shoeless? Whose shit was I holding?
No, it's true. Like, I think sometimes I forget that, like, I am quite chaotic with my nature of conversation.
Yeah.
The topics that I like to talk about are quite, like, not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I think they bode well for being online in this podcast. But yeah. Sometimes I forget. Some people like to hear, like, just a dog story.
Well, I actually think I think this is the key that's really going to break this. This is going to be your breakthrough.
Okay.
You're actually, I'm glad you're sitting down for this. You're actually not co-hosting We're Having Gay Sex right now. Mm-hmm. So some of the stories that we're talking about won't be, I know you've been on it for so many times recently that we sometimes talk about things that aren't sex, you know? So like you thought I was going to talk about getting like anally blasted, but sometimes
for once I would like that story. That's
well, when
I'm
I get
saying.
Anally blasted, I'll tell the story. We still have that joy of our podcast. You know?
You're right.
I'm filling the void with what I know right
you know
now.
What?
And that is blind dogs. And that's
you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I should remember to separate you from Ashgabs.
Yeah.
You're not the same people. I respect your individuality.
Ashgabs is interesting and has sex.
You have a blind dog.
Exactly.
So
know your limit, play within it.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening, everyone. We're going to be back next week with another absolute barn burner.
We're not catching up next week. We have an actual episode.
No, we actually have an absolute...
More of that.
We have an actual topic.
Yeah.
And we're going to be answering all the hard-hitting questions.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
So we'd love if you followed, subscribed, wherever you're listening. Make sure to follow us on social media. Go hype us up at I Can Explain Podcast on TikTok and Instagram, and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the Gayberhead.